If you have the skill, there's just no way you're not gonna live an extraordinary life. So yesterday I was out at the bar with a friend and she asked me all of a sudden, you know what, like, how did you get to buy a houseboat? Like, what was the original thought? You never told me. And I said, oh, it's so funny that you asked me that. And I told her the story. And the first thing I did was I pulled up my keyring from my pocket. And on this very keyring, it's a leathery, thick, very expensive keyring. And it says property of, and when you turn it around, it says N. So N for Nicole. And this very keyring, I had that engraved in January 2024, which is 2 years ago, in Amsterdam, in a store that does the most beautiful keyrings. And it was my emotional anchor that I chose as a symbol for myself that I would make this project happen. So what was the project? Well, the project is that we're going to move into our houseboat in a couple of weeks. And as you can imagine, this is not your standard real estate. It's not like a house in the suburbs and then you just buy it and that's it. It's like a big project. Although it's a tiny house. It's a tiny house on two planes on a water. And it's something you've definitely never seen before. And it's very extraordinary. It's very unusual. And I want to talk to you about how I made that happen, because that's rather, well, it's, I want to talk to you actually about one skill that if you have that skill, there is just no way you're not going to live an extraordinary life. And it's a skill I see in a lot of women. It's a skill I see in myself, which is why my life is extraordinary. It's not normal. My life is not normal. Normal is a swear word to me, so it's not normal at all. And the skill I'm talking about is having the ability to move without proof. To move without having anybody clapping for you. To move from a strong vision alone. With conviction, with blinders on, and just do it anyway. Because if you can do that, then you can honestly, there's nothing you can put your mind, or you will put your mind to, that you won't make happen. There is not nothing. And it's really about being so zoomed in and tuned into what you want. And I want to tell you the story from the very beginning, because in 2023, in the end of 2023, I had been sick. So I was lying in bed. I was reading my journals, my older journals, and I was putting up a vision board for 24. And I did. And I put something on that vision board, which is rather unusual, and it was a houseboat. I had found it on Pinterest, and I loved it, and I put it up there. So I told Oliver, my partner, I was like, I put this very beautiful boat on the water on the vision board, and he asked me why. So I said, you know what? I've been writing in my journal of 2023. I've been writing a lot of things like, I'm longing to live in a green and beautiful place on water or by the water. And this seems to be something my soul wants. And I wasn't even aware of that. And by the way, if you don't have a journal, get one now. I don't know any better tool to monitor yourself, really get to know yourself, recognize patterns and all of these things. Get a journal now. Because if you don't have some way of monitoring your thoughts, your wishes, your desires, your maybe also your anxiety, then it will be very hard for you to change. So anyways, I was looking in that journal and I saw that that's something I've been writing a lot. I had been writing a lot. So I put it up there. So In the next weeks, we went to Amsterdam. I had that keyring done and we took a walk on the canal. So I said to Oliver, you know what? Let's take a look at the houseboats. Like there were a lot of beautiful ones standing there, and there was one with a sign on it for sale. So it had a QR code and I scanned it and it led to a page, a website where there are houseboats for sale. So on the way home in a car, I was like, oh, I'm going to have a look. What is there? What there is on the market? And I saw a couple of boats and some of them were nice, others weren't. And I was like, yeah, nothing special there. But when we came home that night, I said to Oliver, we might maybe have someone help us with this project. Like, I need to, you know, maybe we should reach out to somebody who is a specialized houseboat real estate manager or something. Because I think it's going to be hard to just look at websites and I don't know. I don't know anything about how to buy a houseboat. I can imagine that it's not your standard real estate and that there is a lot to be considered, because why? First of all, it's underwater. Duh. So it's not a regular house. But also, you need a berth, like it's called a mooring or a berth, which is basically the parking spot for the boat. Because as you can imagine, you can not just go to Amsterdam and put it anywhere. It's like all the canals will be clogged with boats. You need a lease or a bought mooring. So that was a couple of questions I had. And I actually Googled and I found one guy, Tim. And Tim is a specialized houseboat real estate guy. So a couple of days later, we had a Zoom call with Tim. And then we said, Tim, let's do it. You are now going to be helping us find the object of our dreams. So at that time, I had the keyring, which was going to be the keyring for the key to our houseboat. I had the vision board and I had one guy to help me look. That's it. So in the next weeks, Tim was looking for boats and he sent some over and he had some brands and he had some other special boats that were being sold by other customers, because he said maybe you want to have some, you know, you don't have to have it built, you can just buy one. But there was nothing that really, you know, yeah, that we really loved. It was like, okay, they were nice, but nothing we really loved. So one night, I went to a website where they were selling or leasing, renting out tiny houses. So tiny houses in nature. I don't remember the website right now, but it doesn't matter. And I went to that site and I watched these tiny houses, because if you love tiny house living like I do, you will notice, or you will have noticed, that the designs are crazy. Like beautiful, very bold designs. And I found one boat and I loved it. And I clicked on it and I saw that you could rent it and it was in Amsterdam. And I was like, score, this is it. Let's go. Let's test sleep. Let's rent it for a night. And I saw it was fully booked till the end of the year. And I was, what? This boat is booked. Oh my God, it can't be true. We cannot book it. So that caught my eye, because I thought, okay, this seems to be very popular, this one. How can that be? And then I said to Oliver, we might find out which brand, like who has built it, you know, the manufacturer. And he said, yeah, but there's no logo on it. And I said, yeah, there is. But the picture, it's not sharp. So what we did is we took the picture from the platform. We put it into Photoshop. We enlarged it. We made it sharper so suddenly we could read the logo. And I was, ah, okay, that's the brand. I went to their Instagram, I went to their website, and I move really fast. So I went to the website and I wrote them an email saying, hello, my name is Nicole. I love your houseboats, I love the designs, I would like to buy one. Can you show me your boats? And the very next day, it's so funny, this story, when I think about it now, I get a really rude message from Robert, who is the owner of the brand. And he wrote something back like, no, you cannot just steal our designs. You cannot just come to our company and just, you know, have a look and then steal our designs. That's not happening. So thank you and goodbye. And I was laughing so hard because I realized, okay, he must have misread or misunderstood my request, right? So I wrote back and I said, no, I don't want to steal your designs. I want to buy a boat from you. Am I allowed to do that? So he wrote back instantly saying, yeah, of course, I'm sorry. I had a really bad day yesterday. I must have misread your email. So in summer 24, we went to have a look because obviously a couple of months had passed by, you know, months where we had been looking for boats, talking to Tim, you know, all of that. So it was summer, and in summer 24, we went to see Robert. And he was just such a lovely guy, and we went to the wharf. And is it called wharf in English? I think so. So the construction site of the boat. And he was like very charming, lovely Dutch guy with a really nice wife. And he had one thing, like one boat in a wharf, we fell in love with instantly. And I had seen it on the website and I had already asked for it. And he said, you know what, that one, we don't have one ready yet. It's like, it's a prototype and it's being built right now. So if you want to see that one, you really will have to come to the wharf. And I said, well, I hope that word is correct, by the way. If it's not, please, I'm apologizing for not being a native speaker. So anyway, you know what I mean. So we went and it was there and we saw it and it was beautiful. Beautiful. It's black. It's very modern and has huge windows. It's a tiny houseboat on two planes and it's marvelous. And we fell in love with that one and said to Robert, you know what? When is this one going to be ready? And he said, well, it's going to take a couple of months because it's the first one we're building. And also you can't have it because it's already sold. And we were like, no, because we would have bought that one. I'm sure of that. But anyways, we said, okay, so if it's sold, all right, we're going to wait for it to be ready. Why? Because if it's ready, can you maybe ask the owner of this one, like the guy who bought it, if we can come and test sleep on it for a night? Why? Because I felt like I don't want to buy something I've only seen on land, you know, because this kind of real estate, it's really special in itself already. But this kind, like tiny house on two planes with this design, I couldn't even imagine what it would feel like to be on it, like on the water, like really, really living in it. And Oliver couldn't either. So we were like, okay, we're not going to buy it just like this. We're going to wait until this prototype is done. We're going to wait until it's on the water. And we're going to wait until we can test sleep one night on it. Will you ask if that's possible? So Robert said, yeah, of course, I can ask the guy if that's possible. And then unfortunately, there were some problems. I'm not going to dive into that, but it took longer than planned to have it ready. So by the time it was ready, it was already March 2025. So almost a year went by and we were waiting for this boat because like we loved it so much. And in the meantime, we test slept other boats. And I remember one that was close to Amsterdam, but it was just not the same. And we didn't like it. And it didn't feel like our boat. And also the guy from that other firm, he really said something like, yeah, well, you're not going to find a mooring anyways. So you can only buy it with us. And if you buy it with us, the only spot we can offer is like an industrial haven. And that's what's left. Like, otherwise, you won't find a spot in Amsterdam because you're Germans and you're not very welcome either way. And it was very, very not positive. that guy. So we didn't want to buy that boat, and it was like rather frustrating. So we waited, and we waited and waited and waited and waited. And it was March 25, or was it even May? I think it was May. March? March or May? I think it was spring 25. And Robert called and he said, you know what, guys? The thingy, the boat is ready. It's underwater. It's a beautiful spot. You want to come and test sleep? And we were so excited to go because obviously we had been waiting for a long time. I mean, I had the keyring manufactured in January 24. Now it was spring 25. So that was a long time. And we went and Robert gave us his boat, his tender boat, like the small boat you need to get to the bigger boat because that was on the water. It was not in the haven. It was not in the harbor. It was on the water on a beautiful lake a bit further away. So we went and I remember pulling up to that boat and it was just the first impression I had was like, it's going to be too small. Oh my God, it's tiny. But it was only tiny from afar. And when we pulled up, we saw that this is going to be the place we live in. This is going to be the place we live in. And we test slept and we woke up in the middle of the most beautiful nature. And we said, yeah, let's buy it. Let's buy it. Let's have it done. So now it's January 2026 and we're going to move into that very house in a couple of weeks in March 2026. So this project has taken 2 years to manifest, but now it is done. It's happening. And last week we were in the architect's office talking about kitchen tops and, you know, the bathroom and the floor and details like that. And I really had a moment. I really had to go to the bathroom and lock myself in and cry secretly for a couple of minutes because I just realized that I am someone who moves without proof, who moves without having anyone to clap for me or for what I put myself up to, what I put on my vision board. I've always lived like this. And I'm someone who's able to move from a strong vision alone. I don't need you to clap for me. I don't need anyone to believe in my dreams. I don't. And this is just one example of how I live my life. And it's just one example of how Oliver and I live our lives. And it's an extraordinary life because we do extraordinary things. And whatever extraordinary means to you, it doesn't matter. But it's not normal. It's not what 99% of people do. And I chose this story, and it's really the short version, because as you can imagine, we've had a lot of problems, like really roadblocks in the way of making this project happen, because we're talking about 2 years, like 2 years of planning, trying to find a mooring, which is basically impossible in Amsterdam. But through Robert, who is very well connected, we made it happen. And we have the most beautiful spot in the north of Amsterdam. It's amazing. But that is not something you just get. It's not something that's just there. You have to fight for it. You have to be super persistent. You have to wait. You have to, right, you really have to put your blinders on and move from a strong vision alone. Can you do that? Can you or can you not? Because if you can't, your life is going to be, and I'm very clear now, like 99% of the people on this planet, boring and predictable. It will be boring and predictable. Because if you only move when you have proof, if you only move when you have people clapping for you, if you only move when everything is perfectly planned, which is a very German thing to do, den perfekten Plan zu haben, you say that in German, which is ridiculous because there is no perfect plan. There is no guarantee in life for anything. There is nothing that is secure and safe. This is life. And it's your life. And you only have one. And I want you to ask yourself, and I know you're someone who moves without having proof. I know you're someone who's already moved from strong vision alone, because you wouldn't be in this very community, in the female purpose universe otherwise. Because I am not a personal brand who stands for having the perfect plan. That's ridiculous. I don't move like that. I don't wait for someone to hand me the perfect plan. I move, and I move fast. And my life is not normal. My life is extraordinary. But if you want extraordinary, you have to be extraordinary yourself. If you want to be the exception, then you have to move like an exception. Then you have to do extraordinary things. You have to do exceptional things. You have to move without, even without confidence sometimes. You have to move without proof. You have to move from a strong vision alone, because you think that if it's on your vision board and it's supposed to be manifested, it's supposed to be brought into life by you. So my question is, when was the last time you moved from a strong vision alone? When was the last time you believed in something that nobody believed in? And I'm telling you, when we first, I want to tell you something more. I drew the first draft, the first plan, the architectural plan, if you wish. I drew it on a piece of paper. It was basically a handkerchief in a restaurant in 24 with Oliver. I drew it on a piece of paper. And then afterwards, when we were done with dinner, Oliver spilled an espresso on that very piece of paper. I think it was something we had gotten from the reception. It was like a piece of paper with a hotel logo on it. And I drew it. Like I had so, my vision was so strong. I drew it on there and I said to Oliver, this is what it's going to look like. And then he spilled his espresso on that very piece of paper. And I have it still. And you know where it's going to be put? It's going to be put in a frame. And that very frame is going to be put on the wall of our boat. Because, and I'm almost having to cry now, because it's proof to myself. I'm sorry. It's proof to myself that I'm someone who's able to move and make things happen from a strong vision alone. And I'm damn proud of that. So my question is, when was the last time you moved from a strong vision alone? Can you do that? Can you put your blinders on and move? Because if you can, I'm guaranteeing you right now, as I speak, you're going to live an extraordinary life.